This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, August 4th. God's word to you today is Destiny Dilemma, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, and it says, "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am unworthy to tie." This is taken from the New International Version. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 41 from the Voice Translation says, "Even among the heavenly bodies, there is a different level of brilliance. The sun shines differently than the moon differently than the stars, and the stars themselves differ in their brightness. The key thing is, every star is doing what it is created to do." Jonathan got to a place where he could say to another man, "You be the first, let me be number two." Wow. To a large extent, we all actually need to get to that place. David got to a place where he was willing to die for God's purposes to be established. David was not chasing the throne. But this is not about David. This is about Jonathan. David's gain is actually Jonathan's loss, and yet Jonathan's loyalty to David and to God never wavers. Jonathan's loyalty to David and to God did not waver. There was only one person that could be king, and Jonathan said to David, "You be king." 1 Samuel 18 verse 4 from the King James Version says, "And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle." The Voice Translation puts it this way: "He took off the robe he wore and gave it to David, and also his armor, sword, bow, and belt, symbolically transferring to David his right to ascend to the throne. The robe, the signet, and the scepter belonged to Jonathan, but he laid it down. Jonathan actually said to David, 'You be king, and I will be your number two man.'" Every time I read this story, it challenges me to the core of my being not to be self-serving, not to promote myself. Why? Simple. There is no competition in destiny. What is written is written. Please read 1 Samuel 20 verses 30 to 42. This passage highlights what I call the destiny dilemma. Should Jonathan have gone with David, or did he do right by staying with his father Saul? The sad reality is that sometimes judgment affects everyone around. The judgment of Saul affected Jonathan, and he died like a chicken in battle with his father. These two young men devoted to each other with so much in common. They hoped to fight battles for God together, raise families together, and grow old together. But they were ripped apart by a jealous, old, sinful man. Neither Jonathan nor David had a friend so true afterwards. Beyond being loyal to his earthly father, perhaps Jonathan should have prioritized being loyal to his heavenly father and heavenly assignments or duties. When you let sentiments affect your decisions, you derail your destiny. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me understand the place of my calling, my assignment, and help me do all God requires of me without being sentimental. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.